This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent to God by you to declare the gospel to you. That's what we're doing. We're teaching the foundation series out of Hebrews 6, chapter 6, verse 1, and we're on repentance from dead works. Last hour, we spoke about from Mark 1, 14 and 15, and 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. I think we'll have Kathy read that and kind of recap maybe and then move on. What do you say?
All right. Verse 14, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent you and believe the gospel.
And then let's read what the gospel is, 1 Corinthians 15.
Verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures.
Did you hear what the Spirit said? The gospel by which you stand. Did you know the gospel will hold you up? You know what upholds me? God, through the gospel. Did you know if I didn't pray a lot, I couldn't stand. I'd come down. But the reason the attacks against me for the past 40 years has not been able to bring me down is because I have a revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe it, and it makes me stand. It'll do the same for you. You know why so many people that were with my ministry fell away? They didn't believe the gospel. When the power of darkness hit this place, they didn't believe the gospel. You know, God is warning all you preachers throughout America, throughout the world, that contribute to Marcus Lamb's Daystar. He's warning you, folks. Come out from among them. Separate yourself and neither be a partaker of the sins of Daystar. It is that simple. You can't protect them. God's judgment hit them. Why? Because they rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was the first ministry in Dallas-Fort Worth to go on Marcus Lamb's first television station in Dallas. The first one. He called me up and he said, I'm inviting you, the first ministry from Dallas-Fort Worth, to come on my television station. And I said, oh, I don't know. I have to pray. Pray? That's what I said. And you know why he called me? He didn't tell me, but I knew by the Spirit. Why he called me first? Because he knew I paid in advance. And he knew none of the rest of them did. Not one of you pay in advance, and you know it. And I've done it for 25 years. Thank God. Done it longer than that. Radio from 81, and then television 84. But he needed some milk for his little lambs. He needed some money to pay for it. He knew I was instant cash. And when he got enough, mind you, Jezebel, when he got enough people around him, thank God, he no longer needed my money. He said, your ministry is not part of the plan for Daystar. Phoenix, Houston, and Dallas. Well, you know, if I would have stayed on the sea, I ran into some wicked idolatry spirits, covetous spirits, is why I went on. Today's the last broadcast. And I'll tell you what happened. Tied up my money, and I have not paid, failed to pay in advance for 20, well, since 1981. Sure haven't. But I ran into this, and I've just about got it worked out. Well, I do have it worked out in my heart. And thank God, the devil said, we'll make you beg for money. You won't make me beg for money. I don't beg. Get that straight. I obey God. I do the will of God. And these covetous spirits could not stop me and didn't. Thank God. But if I were on the sea, Pete could not let me stay there saying what God is speaking out of my mouth now. No way. He couldn't, because all these wicked covetous ministries would say, get him off. They've done it. Too much of it. I already know too much about them. Now, should we move on? Amen. The gospel. Now, Jesus died for our sins, was buried, rose again the third day. That is the gospel. That's the power of God unto salvation. Mark 1, 14, 15. Jesus preached, repent, and believe the gospel. Change your will from what you believed to what I say. What Jesus said, not I, but Christ in me is saying. Change your will and believe that Jesus Christ died by our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to Scripture. That's the gospel. What do we got next?
Mark 6.
Mark 6? Oh, yes. Now we're talking about repentance. Repentance. Repent and believe the gospel. Jesus preached it. Right?
Right.
Oh, no. Jesus said, I love you. You're a liar. He never said that at all. He said, if you love him, you keep his commandments. But he said, repent, change your will, and believe the gospel, which is the power of God. Now, the changing your will is repentance. Now, in Mark 6, we're going to see what the disciples preach, right?
Right.
Now we're getting in the flow.
Right. We're going to read verse 7 and then 10 through 13. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And he said unto them, in what place soever you enter into a house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them.
Would you read that again? I want people to hear this. I mean, Jesus made a profound pronouncement. Read it, please, again.
Verse 7, and he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two.
Those are the apostles.
And two, right. And gave them power over unclean spirits. Verse 10, and he said unto them, in what place soever you enter into a house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
Hold it a minute. He gave authority. to those 12 over unclean spirits to cast them out. Did you know that's why so many ministries hate me and my ministry? Did you know Kenneth Hagin, when he was alive, walked over once when I was sitting in a congregation six rows back in Bob Nichols Church? He walked over and he said, "A Christian with a demon, bang!" Oh. Well, I've sure cast a lot of demons out of booey Christians.
Ones that even spoke in tongues, too.
Oh, yes. They spoke in tongues. They even cast out some devils. And they still had demons. Kenneth Hagin spread false doctrine all over this country. And you fell for it, and he bound up your family, put them in deep bondage. But God has mercy, and this hour he is sending me on live stream teaching this foundation, and we're going to see a great deliverance follow. Amen. That was going, oh, wait a minute. Did you notice what he said? If you don't receive these things I preach, sent by the Spirit of God, I am. Sent by Jesus, most certainly. You reject it, and your judgment will be worse than in the day of judgment than for Sodom and Gomorrah. In Timothy, it says some men's sins go before them. And they're judged. And some are judged only at the judgment. It is the love of God that Marcus Lamb is being exposed today to the world while he's been preaching lies and surrounding himself with lying preachers. Y'all need to repent and believe the gospel. Now could we go on after Sodom and Gomorrah?
All right. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them.
I will ask you, all those preachers that surround Marcus Lamb that put me off his stations, are they casting out devils? Are they casting out devils? Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Cast out devils. You know, I've been doing this about 38, 39 years, 39. When I first cast out the first devil, I believe, somewhere about in there. You know where that devil's at? Right here. In my body. There's a stutter when it happens. What's that? How much time again?
Oh, we got 15 minutes.
Oh, good Lord. I'm just getting wound up. All right, what are we going to do next?
We're going to go to Luke 24, 44 through 49.
Very good. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples. And I think it's the 12, is it?
We're going to go to 44, verse 44. Oh, the 12? I believe you're right.
Well, it doesn't matter. Let's start reading verse 44.
And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me."
Stop. You hear that? The things that happened to Jesus, he is now re-speaking to his disciples what he had commanded them, what he had taught them before he went to the cross. And he said, everything that's written in the Psalms, in Moses, and the prophets concerning him. You know, I listened. I first met Kenneth Hagin in 1970 at Assemblies of God Church in Afton, Oklahoma. God sent me there. I heard he was a prophet, and I wanted to meet him. Turned out he was born and raised in McKinney, Texas, where God sent me in 1963 as a practicing veterinarian. And I met Kenneth Hagin then. Unbelievable, the things that that man taught, the things that that man said that is false, real false. What did you just read to me?
These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me.
You just reread it to the people. You know what Kenneth Hagin said when I first started listening to him? We don't do it quite like they did in the book of Acts. And I heard him say, stay out of that Old Testament. Stay out of that Old Testament. Everybody I've ever seen getting the Old Testament gets mixed up. Well, Jesus didn't.
Don't forget, Corinthians were too controversial, too.
Oh, well, I don't know if he said that. Yeah. But Jesus taught. He taught all of these people from the Psalms, the law of Moses, and the prophets concerning him. If I would have listened to Kenneth Hagin, I would never have gotten the revelation I got from the Old Testament. But I am an apostle. I am a prophet. And God directed me and held me up and revealed these words to me. And let me tell you, folks, some of you like to hear this. The chickens have come home to roost. Well, that's what they say. And they're home. Okay, let's move on.
Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
Hold it. You know what amazed me? Jesus sent the 12, he sent the 70 out to preach the gospel, to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, Matthew 10 and Mark 6. And they didn't have a revelation of the gospel. And Jesus opened their understanding. And he has to open yours. If he doesn't open your understanding, you will never get this. Never. In Acts 16, there was a woman named Lydda, a believer, Lydia. I think it's Lydda. And God opened her heart. And she then was attentive to the things the Apostle Paul taught. Unless God opened your heart, you can't hear me. You will never hear me. You'll never hear God. Unless God opens your heart and God grants grace to the humble and he resists the prideful. Now, let's go on. He opened their understanding.
And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, that tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
And there he opened their understanding and he told them what to preach. Repentance, remission of sins with the gospel. There he spoke the gospel when he told them what was written, how Christ must suffer and be raised again from the dead. That's the gospel. And he said, with that, you preach repentance and remission of sin. Is that what it says?
Right.
You know, let me tell you, I'm not complaining. It's a whole lot easier to be able to see this and make sure that I don't repeat or misstate what it says. So I ask her. But you know, it's been more than 20 years since I taught this. More than 20 years. Oh, I may have read it I don't know, but not in a teaching as this is. And I don't see, and the reason, and I've said this, the reason my eyes are dim is because of wicked people's hearts and their sin. Hebrews chapter 12 tells me that I need to look unto Jesus, author and the finisher of my faith, who in the days of his flesh, strive against sin and the blood. In Philippians 3, it says, I should be a partaker of the fellowship of his sufferings. And that's what I do. Oh, it won't last forever. This is what I told my sister, Charles Simpson, Bob Bumper, Dick Leggett, Anthony Reese, Kathy Currier, in an email a few nights ago about what happened to my eyes. And it all came about because my sister sent Betty, my sister, sent Kathy back an email, said she wanted to send me a letter. Could I read it? Well, I saved her some embarrassment. And I said, you send it. I'll have somebody read it. I can't. But let me tell you what's happened to me. I've not heard from any of them since. If I don't, well, I pretty much just posted it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Amen. Now, what do we do?
We're going to Mark 16.
Wait just a minute.
Okay.
Supper, be raised from the dead, repentance, yes, something else.
And remission of sins.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks for any help. You know that.
I know.
Always. Repentance and remission of sins. But let me tell you what an evil spirit in the midst of God's people has ministered to an entire denomination. And that, he said, tarry in Jerusalem. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Shall he be endued with power from on high?
Right.
Right. You know how long they tarried? Not very long. Just a few days. There is an entire denomination that teaches doctrines of devils. And they are still tarrying, waiting to get the Holy Ghost after 40 years. Though, that is a doctrine of the devil, taken right there, twisted the scripture to mean something else. Oh, these people did. They waited in Jerusalem. And on the day of Pentecost, they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. And they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm just about to get in the flow of the Spirit again. I told Kathy was reading this to me. I said, before we came in, I said, you don't know how hard this is. I taught this a long time ago. But right at the moment, I got too much opposition to be able to pick up what I'm supposed to say, but I'm getting it, thank God. Right?
That's right.
Now where are we headed?
Mark 16?
Yeah. How much time we have?
We have 5 minutes.
All right. Here we go. Thank God. Sound like a bareback rider getting ready to ride in the rodeo. Never rode a bucking horse in my life. Don't get carried away.
We're going to read 15 through 18. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Who did he say it to?
Afterwards he appeared unto the 11.
Thank you.
As they sat at meat.
That was my notes. Were not properly put down.
Right.
You did what was written. But I probably taught it that same way.
Right.
And he appeared to the 11, right?
Right.
And what did he do?
And he said unto them, he said, after he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen.
Isn't that amazing? People that those apostles knew, they knew, saw Jesus after the resurrection, and they went and told these 11, and they didn't believe him. They didn't believe. Some part, I think it's in Luke, when he appeared to John. Was it John? Yeah, some one of them. Said, unless I see in your hands.
Thomas,
thank you. That's why I rely on you. Unless I see in your hands, thrust my hand in your side, I will not believe. And then when Jesus appeared, he said, Thomas, I think, Thomas said, my Lord and my God, right? Something like that. That's why you preachers, and I grew up listening to you. It's okay to doubt. Thomas did. You blind thing, it is not okay to doubt. Thank God.
Well, what's the next verse after that?
Go into all the world?
No.
What is it?
Blessed are those.
Oh, yeah, that see.
That don't see.
Oh, me. That don't see and believe.
Right.
Oh, God. You know what? You know what's coming, don't you? God does. You know, she listened to me for 24 years. And, well, not every hour. But she was in this blue chair. Then moved in, became my wife. She remembers a lot of what I've said. And God uses it in a mighty way. But I said to the Lord, several years, I was in trouble. He told me, back in Argyle, gave me a commitment out of Psalm 91. Last three verses, he said he'd be with me in trouble. I was in trouble. And every day, 1,000 times a day, I just could hear the Lord saying, fear not, fear not. I thought, God. One day I said to him, that is fine if it's the Lord Jesus saying, fear not, but what if it's the devil? He never answered. And I would talk to him, if you would just come, I'd be getting a back seat and I won't even turn around. I'll just drive and you talk to me. You appeared to them and you won't appear to me. I mean, what God had me doing with my second wife was just the greatest sin that anybody would have ever believed. But you know why God gave Lisa to me? He knew what she was going to do, and he knew what you were going to do when she accused me. But see, it's all written on my website, 59 of her writings that she posted, and they're there and they'll stay there. She doesn't say precisely, but she, anybody that reads it and knows us, they know what she was talking about. And I was her husband. Thank God. That was two. This is three. Don't look for four. All right? I'm going to keep you. It wasn't Bob Buckner said about me. He's a keeper. Well, he put that in D Magazine. But then one day, Brother Bob, Baptist Bob, changed his mind. Oh, God have mercy. Anyway, where was I at? I was having troubles because of the attack of the devil over me and Lisa. And I said, if you just come talk to us. He wouldn't. One day he said, look, you believe without me coming to see you. I thought, yeah, that's written. Blessed are they that believe. Right?
Right.
You're still going to come see me. Amen. Amen.
Shall I read this?
Oh, you better.
Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
What time is it?
It is 11:31.
We'll take this up at 6. What do you say? All right. Water Blind Boys, come and join them with Terry Myers. Pre-recorded worship along with Water Blind People. Then we'll have some more songs with Terry and then the Myers. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Blessing me, When it was dark in my heart, you brought life to me. A child of darkness became a child of light. And when my
by the sea and the fire.
world needs to know that, first of all, I asked to be play my ministry or speak my ministry on PTL. Jim Baker's bunch, they rejected it. Look what happened. I was rejected by Kenneth Hagin, Derek Prince, Oral Roberts, and Billy Joe Daugherty apparently was talking to me when someone listened to him on TV saying, "You're going to stop speaking against Brother Hagin." Sorry, I wasn't. I was speaking the words of God. Now, Marcus booted me off of three stations saying my ministry would not fit with the plans of his. Listen, these people have caused me great affliction, much trouble, and God has judged every one of them, and their judgment is just. God bless you. See you at 6. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.